Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. When will they return? We're talking about Calvin Ridley, CP, Cordero Patterson. We'll talk about that a little bit later coming up in the Falcon Report. Right now, we want to say good afternoon to Joe Theismann, who joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline here on Dukes and Bell. Joe, good to talk with you again. And last night, I'm seeing Tom Brady at 44 run around and pick up first downs, and I'm going, this is crazy. But whatever it takes, it seems like he's willing to do, and he still looks like, Joe, that he's going to be a guy contending for a Super Bowl.
It looks like the whole team is. By the way, good to catch up with you guys, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope everyone is staying safe. I know things are a little rough in Atlanta right now from a football standpoint. But when you go through transitions, this is some of the growing pains that you have to go through. But, yeah, I got a kick out of the move he made on the run. I mean, he looked like he was high-stepping. And I thought it was – I got a big kick out of it. And really, I thought the guys made a good point last night. Tom basically said that, you know, as long as – he feels like he can physically go for a while, but it's, you know, mentally, when is it enough? Right. I think that's one of the things that that guys deal with. I didn't have to. The decision was made for me physically. I couldn't go. But I think sometimes, you know, the toughest one is the mental decision of when to leave the game.
You were a guy that had to prove it in Canada because, you know, we always joke around about a guy like Kyler Murray. Remember, they were making sure he was what called the extra quarter inch so he could get drafted. And, Joe, you were a guy that obviously proved it up there and then through special teams with then the Redskins. So do you look at all these quarterbacks out there and say, you know, the mobility thing is where the NFL is going, or you can still have a pocket passer in this league like a Mac Jones and be successful?
I still think you have to be able to throw the ball out of the pocket. I mean, you know, although I feel bad for Matt Ryan because he's under siege, right, as well as Daniel Jones in New York. I mean, it's, you know, but I really think if you want to play for any length of time in this league, you have to be able to throw the ball effectively out of the pocket. Now, so much of that has to do with your offensive line. And I you know, being able to run and pick up plays is fine, all well and good. It creates a problem. And most guys that run now won't get hurt because they slide or they go out of bounds. So it's smart. So the mobility is an element, an added element to your game, but still being able to throw the ball from the pocket is really where it lies. I mean, you know, Troy Aikman was a pocket guy. Joe Montana was a pocket guy. Tom's a pocket guy. Peyton was a pocket guy. Eli was a pocket guy. Drew was a pocket guy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It just so happens, I named guys that won championships. So I think being able to throw out of the pocket is essential. Having the ability to run is a really nice element to add.
Joe, is it more on the offensive coordinator when teams are having offensive woes than it is on the guys on the field? You see Jason Garrett getting let go today with the Giants. That offense has been abysmal, but you go, wait a minute, they've got Saquon Barkley. They've got some pieces. What's going on with this offense? When you're going through those struggles, it's easy to point the finger at the OC, isn't it? But is this a scapegoat situation with the Giants?
Absolutely. Saquon, and you say they've got Saquon Barkley, but they haven't had Saquon Barkley. Really? I mean, how many games has he played? Right. How many games has he missed? I think 2018, 2019, he's played more games since that period of time, since then to now. Saquon hasn't been available. Their wide receivers aren't available. They have a limited tight end presence. Their offensive line, I mean, number 71 last night, I think, Hendricks. You know, and Ndamukong Suh had to line up and go, thank you. I need a few more sacks in my rack here. I mean, it was a difficult night for that young football player. And, you know, you got a baptism under fire, but you know, when you're losing the way the Giants are losing and their offense is as ineffective as it is, you know, Jason was the first one to go. They're not going to, you're not going to get rid of Daniel Jones. You have no options to go to. See, that's the thing about the quarterback position in this league, guys, is if you don't stay with someone, what's your option? And that's why you see guys getting the salaries that they're getting. Because if a team thinks that you can be the answer, if they think that you can be the guy, then they have to invest in you because there is no place else to go. You go to the quarterback shopping cart and it's empty. It's recycled guys is what it is. And you don't want to build your future that way.
It is our man, Joe Theismann. What's to call him our Joe? He's like the Shell answer guy. Remember that, Carl? You want a question answered? Joe Theismann provides the answers here on Dukes and Bell on the waitfor.com hotline. Joe, you mentioned the Falcons earlier. And again, the general manager didn't say it was a rebuild, but, you know, this was the year to not have the COVID cap. We had no money to really invest in anything other than journeyman. And we've got a lot of rookies that are, you know, trying to find their way. How long do you think it's going to take to turn around with this thing? Or do you just, because Matt Ryan, at least one more year because his contract is so big. What do you say when you look at us?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, Atlanta's going to be one of those teams that has to be looking at a young quarterback. And I think from a record standpoint, they might get a shot at, you know, one of these kids coming out of college. Now, who is it? Is the kid out of Pittsburgh? You know, is it going to be the kid out of Cincinnati? Are they going to come out? I mean, that's an evaluation process, I think, that Arthur's going to have to make going forward. I mean, Arthur Smith as well as Arthur right. Blank. But I think that, you know, you have your run and shot at the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden guys leave. Now, Tampa was the exception to the rule. Everybody that started for the Super Bowl last year came back because they want to come back and prove they can do it again. And part of that is Tom. I think Matt's just, like I say, he's under siege. You know, Matt is a true pocket passer. You know, he's not going to gain a lot of yards on the ground. And he does a terrific job moving around, trying to make plays. He plays courageously. When he gets a chance to throw the football, he can get it done. But I really feel like every team starts with the offensive and defensive lines. That's where you really have to build your football team. Because you can take – Mike Shanahan did it with running backs. You can create a 1,000-yard rusher, with 17 games, doesn't take a whole lot nowadays. But let's use the number 1,500. You can get a 1,500-yard rusher with a great offensive line. You can't get a 1,000-yard rusher with a bad offensive line. And I think that Atlanta has to take a step back now and say, okay, what can we do going forward to build this football team? You can go from last to first in this league in a hurry. The right kind of free agents, the availability of money, a couple of draft picks that step up really big for you. I think losing Calvin is a huge thing. And I'll tell you, Cordell Patterson, to me, he's one of the unsung really talents in this league. He does everything. Right. He can do it all. Unfortunately, he has to do it all because you're limited in so many areas on that football team.
Yeah, and that's been part of the problem, limited in a lot of areas. It's Joe Theismann, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Hey, Thanksgiving Day. Did you enjoy playing on Thanksgiving? Was it fun?
Loved.
I mean, did you really?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. First of all, it was a short week, so the coaches didn't have a chance to get crazy with creativity. So,
right.
You know, I mean, you basically practiced the same game plan you did the week before with a couple of tweaks. But I'd have played Sunday, Monday, Tuesday if they wanted me to. And just because it was a short week didn't matter. Remember, I spent 3 years in Canada.
Right.
When I was in Toronto, we would go on a Western swing. We would play Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday. I'd play three games in 7-8 days. So, you know, to play two games in 10 days, pfft, nothing to it. Piece of cake.
Right.
But I loved playing on Thanksgiving Day. I loved the opportunity. You know, we played the Cowboys. Everybody's sitting home watching, and it's your stage for that particular day. And it's an opportunity. It's like Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football now, where you get a chance to really look at, you know, you get a chance to be showcased. And guys appreciate that. They like that. They like the fact that, you know, they're on a stage. Some guys will be auditioning for jobs going someplace else. Some guys are just trying to hang on to jobs, but this is the way to do it.
It is our man Joe Theismann with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, we got a new coach in Arthur Smith who comes from the Titans. And, again, we want to have a balanced attack. We just can't do it. You had the fortunate career turn that Joe Gibbs comes to D.C. How was that culture change? He believed in you. How did that work out? Because, you know, you got to have a guy with a plan. We like Arthur. He's frank. He doesn't beat around the bush. We just don't have the Jims and Joes right now. How quick did it turn around with Gibbs with you with Washington?
Well, you know, he was Joe was going to sit me down, and we were 0-5 when Joe took over in 81. I mean, I was going to be benched. Mm. I drove to his house, basically had a long talk with him and said, you know, I mean, he didn't believe I was his quarterback because I had radio shows, TV shows, restaurants. I had all kinds of different businesses. And he said, I want a guy who's just committed to quarterbacking. And I said, listen, I'll get rid of everything if that's what it takes. But I want you to give me a chance to prove that I can, you know, I can do it for you. We went in that year in 81, we went the remainder of the season. We went 8-3, 12-1, won a Super Bowl, 16-2, went back to a Super Bowl, 84, 11-4, I believe, 11-5, won a division. And then I got hurt at, 4-5 in 85, but it really started with the guys up front. I can honestly say that, you know, the Hogs really made a world of difference for us as a football team. And it was a great unselfish group of guys. And we had a terrific defense. What goes overlooked too much is the fact that I believe we held the Miami Dolphins in the second half of Super Bowl 17 to zero completions. They were 0-17, I believe, in the second half in that Super Bowl. And that was our defense. Yeah, you know, in 1983, our giveaway takeaway ratio was +43, guys. Look! What would be curious right now if we had time to do it on the phone? What is the league leading giveaway takeaway ratio in the league today? Right now, I'll bet you it's 8-9.
Yeah, maybe. It's not that. There's no way it's even close. Yeah, I would agree with you. Cowboys are high on that list. Part of their takeovers with the picks and whatnot this year. But yeah, Joe, that's incredible to think about. That number and how that transpired to, you know, the way that you guys played and the offensive opportunities you got. I mean, that's huge.
It was a special group of guys, and that's what you want to put together. You know, I can go into any locker room, WNBA, NBA, MLB, National Football, it doesn't matter, soccer, and I can tell you whether that team has a chance to be successful by the chemistry that's created in the locker room. And that's really, I think, what Arthur is doing now. Is he's finding the right kind of people, and of course, obviously, the right kind of players, to be able to guys that can stand up and lead this football team, and guys that can perform on the field when they have to. And it's one thing to be a leader, and I think Matt Ryan's just done an incredible job as a leader, as a player, and you know now all of a sudden he's suffering through a time where there's been a transition, you know, and he's sort of the axle of the wheel, and the wheel's a little flat in a lot of areas.
Great stuff, Joe. We appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, man. Let's get you on again like we used to in the old days,
hey,
man.
Cole, I'm here. You got the number.
I know, baby. I know. We appreciate you. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, man. We appreciate you.
You too. And everybody stay safe out there. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.